In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful, by the Mount Sinai, by the book inscribed on an unrolled parchment, by the house greatly frequented, by the vault raised high, by the surging sea, indeed your Lord's punishment will surely befall. There is none who can avert it. On the day when the sky whirls violently, and the mountains move with an awful motion, woe to the deniers on that day, those who play around in vain talk, the day when they will be shoved toward the fire of hell forcibly, and told, "This is the fire which you used to deny. Is this then magic, or is it you who do not perceive? Enter it, and whether you are patient or impatient, it will be the same for you. You are only being requited for what you used to do. Indeed, the God-wary will be amid gardens and bliss, rejoicing because of what their Lord has given them, and that their Lord has saved them from the punishment of hell. They will be told, "Enjoy your food and drink as a reward for what you used to do." They will be reclining on arrayed couches, and we will wed them to big-eyed houris, the faithful and their descendants who followed them in faith. We will make their descendants join them, and we will not stint anything from the reward of their deeds. Every man is a hostage to what he has earned. We will provide them with fruits and meat such as they desire. There they will pass from hand to hand a cup wherein there will be neither any vain talk nor sinful speech. They will be waited upon by youths their own as if they regarded pearls. They will turn to one another questioning each other. They will say, "Indeed aforetime we used to be apprehensive about our families, but Allah showed us favor, and He saved us from the punishment of the infernal miasma. Indeed, we used to supplicate Him aforetime. Indeed, He is the All-Benign, the All-Merciful." So admonish, by your Lord's grace, you are not a soothsayer nor mad. Do they say He is a poet for whom we await a fatal accident? Say, "Wait, I too am waiting along with you." Is it their intellect which prompts them to say this, or are they a rebellious lot? Do they say, "He has improvised it himself"? Rather, they have no faith. Let them bring a discourse like it, if they are truthful. Were they created from nothing, or are they their own creators? Did they create the heavens and the earth? Rather, they have no certainty. Do they possess the treasuries of your Lord, or are they the controllers of their dispensation? Do they have a ladder leading up to heaven whereby they eavesdrop? If so, let their eavesdropper produce a manifest authority. Does he have daughters while you have sons? Do you ask them for a reward so that they are weighed down with debt? Do they have access to the unseen which they write down? Do they seek to outmaneuver Allah, but it is the faithless who are the outmaneuvered ones? Do they have any god other than Allah? Clear is Allah of any partners that they may ascribe to Him. Were they to see a fragment falling from the sky, they would say, "A cumulus cloud." So leave them until they encounter their day, on which they will be thunderstruck, the day when their guile will not avail them in any way, nor will they be helped. Indeed, for those who do wrong, there is a punishment besides that, but most of them do not know. So submit patiently to the judgment of your Lord, for indeed you fare before our eyes, and celebrate the praise of your Lord when you rise at dawn, and also glorify Him during the night and at the receding of the stars.